Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and happy Sunday once again. So good to be with you and all of our listeners once again. Like you said, I am a family practice physician here in Tennessee and Northwest Georgia with CHI Memorial. And in just a second, I'll tell you some wonderful things that CHI is doing. Finally, I can talk about it. It's nice. I want to thank Benchmark Physical Therapy. I've worked with them now longer than I can remember, 10-plus years. Great people, do a great job for the residents of this area for physical therapy, and also LHC, that's Louisiana Healthcare Group. And as you know, they're a sponsor of our show too, so thank you once again to them. Work with them through their two companies, Home Care Solutions Home Health, as well as Heartlight Hospice of Dalton. And Heartlight Hospice serves the entire area of Northwest Georgia, as does Home Care Solutions. What I'm excited about today, as you said, I'm the chief of staff with CHI Memorial Georgia, and I've been saying week by week for, a year plus, and I've said you'll be so excited with what they're going to do in Northwest Georgia, and I say I can't tell you all about it, but wow, I can't wait till I can. Well, now I can. It's finally now public. I can say that we are officially going to build a new facility right there on the parkway beside my office. So we're at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. Right there, with that building, we're going to build a community hospital to replace the current CHI Georgia hospital that we've been renovating, and which is working and functional and doing very well right now. We keep expanding all of our services, and for instance, we talked this week with a lot of our new surgeons, breast surgeons, rad-onc. We've had Ryan Cleary, Dr. Cleary, on the show before. So we have new oncologists coming into CHI Georgia, plus the facility. And it's going to be a small community hospital with ORs and radiology. And I think that for years, people have wanted to see a replacement for the old hospital that CHI Georgia is in now. And that is now coming. Now, on that note, let me remind people of a service that CHI Memorial offers. They now offer state-of-the-art digital breast 3D mammography imaging, as well as softer mammograms to ensure that you are comfortable. 3D mammography imaging, which is also known as tomosynthesis, is a breast technology that's different from traditional mammography. With 3D mammography imaging, a series of images from multiple angles are converted into a single 3D image. This allows for improved visibility and improves cancer detection. Call 423-495-4040 for more information today. So again, big news, CHI building a hospital in Northwest Georgia. That will be somewhere over the next 3 or 4 years. And I know that all of the residents of that area, just like me, are going to be very excited, and it's going to serve the community extremely well. So kudos to CHI Memorial. Ed, back to you. What's up in your world?
Thank you, my friend. And yes, again, I am Ed with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Always things up in the busyness of our whole center. We actually are kind of evolving now from a what we would normally always call a nutrition health food store into more of a wellness complex with many, many practitioners. I actually did a very, very fun and interesting podcast with the nurse practitioner, which you have also talked to before, Dr. Green, Meredith Mason.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
She's very well skilled in what we call holistic functional medicine. It's kind of the term for that means that we're looking in a deeper way and sense into the human body as to why is it falling ill. And there's certainly a missing link sometimes in the traditional methods where it's a lot about helping people to feel better traditionally, but it's not always about digging in to determine what over the past 20 years imbalanced the body. And that lack of homeostasis or basically rhythm of the body can create illness and disease. It's almost like if you had kept replacing your front tires on your car, but yet you're never checking the front end alignment, but yet you just keep spending money replacing it. Doesn't it make sense to check the front end alignment? Well, what we did was we had a wonderful podcast on the website The Holistic Navigator on acne. It was just spectacular as to, again, what are the underlying disturbances that creates the fact that this country has such an epidemic of acne in kids between about 12 to 13 to sometimes way up there, even in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And, you know, there are other countries of the world that really don't even have acne. And a lot of it has to go back to the chronic inflammation within the skin. And, you know, then you take another step back. What causes chronic inflammation? Well, a lot of it's the eating habits of all these carbohydrates that are fast acting and the lack of omega-3 fatty acids and the fact we're putting on a lot of skincare products that are toxic. In fact, I'm just thinking as I'm speaking, there's a great app that I love. It's called Think Dirty. And what you do is you go
you
in
sure
there.
We can talk about that one.
I better make sure that is the right app. Oh my! I'm not joking. No, it's. But it's an app where you go in and you take you get a barcode scanner on your phone and you scan a product and it's going to tell you the level of toxicity of the product, and it is really cool. I haven't used it in some time, but I'm. I did click on it. It is the right one. And it is so neat because you go into any store, instead of trying to figure it out, let the app do it. And it was going to tell you, it's basically a yes or no. If you want to live a life with less toxicity, just go on the app. You type it in for your toothpaste, your food products, your cosmetics, and it's going to define yes or no. So Think Dirty app, and it goes on iPhone or on Android.
Downloading it right now.
Yeah, and it's fun to play with. I know that we talked last week, Dr. Green, about, and we do most weeks, about places we eat. And I know you just mentioned that you ate somewhere this week. Where was it?
I did. I haven't eaten there in years, and just, I've got to admit, it's one of those cheat days for me. I'm trying to get back. I mean, I'm eating my blueberries right now and have my Ed Jones Super Shake, which you can find on nutritionw.com if you want to join me on that one. But it was one of those days after work, and I said, you know what? I want a burger. And Urban Stack came to mind. Haven't been there. Picked up some takeout years and years ago for my youngest daughter and haven't been back since, and went and got one of the most amazing burgers I've had. It was one of their standard steakhouse burgers with fries, but they have all different types of dipping sauces they'll bring. Also had a pimento cheese. I wish I remember the names of all these things. I'd have to look it up. But, you know, it wasn't healthy. It was chips and a pimento cheese type dip, but it was an amazing meal. So I tell you what, Urban Stack, great job. Had a wonderful waitress. Good food, good atmosphere. It was one of those nice days you could sit outside, which I'm hoping we have more coming up. So please, less rain and more sun. That's what I want. But wonderful food. Now, there may be healthy options there. I hear there's a great salad. I was telling my nurse about that, and she said they had some good salads. And I'll have to go back and try those one day and try to get a healthy option. But do you like Urban Stack? Have you been?
Well, it's unusual that you said that because I have not eaten there in probably a year and a half. And 2 weeks ago, I went down. I happened to be in that area, which is unusual, and I swung in there. Now, by no means am I saying that I'm any better than anyone else, but I really, 95% of the time, I scour the menu for the most healthy options. So this is what I got. Which is what I get every time. I got the organic meat, which you have to look for. There's only one on the menu, and it comes from the local area, the Squatchy Farms. Then I get the Need Loves bread because it's so much better and more locally made. And then I get the kale salad without chicken on the side, and it is to die for, the kale salad. And then usually unsweet tea. We won't talk about the occasional adult beverage, but that's my little bit weak side. But the food itself, unbelievable. I just cannot say enough about the way it digests for me, the cleanliness of the food. So I think I did pretty well, don't you?
No, I agree. And that kale salad was one of the specials that day. I just couldn't eat that much. I was too full. The bread was Need Loves Bread, which is superb.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, I always eat something that has healthy fat or healthy vegetables into a meal to help balance it. It's not trying to wave a wand of erasing anything, but it's the balance that counts. So if you're going to eat something like a fairly heavy meat product, then make sure you're eating something with at least a lot of greens and a lot of fiber and blank, blank, blank.
I'm thinking they also had, if I remember right, like a black bean burger, some other type of burger. I know they had chicken as well. Do you remember?
Yes, they do. I've never had it. I get the same thing every time. I am a creature of habit. Well, it's time for us to take a break already. And when we come back, we'll be discussing with Joey from Goals Gym on setting goals in order to achieve your fitness. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones along with my partner, Dr. Green, and today we have Joy Bruns from Goals Gym. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Joy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I want to say something before we get talking. Joey's a personal trainer at Gold's. I have had a lot of experience with, of course, working out my entire life, but I've rarely had a personal trainer. And I would say, Joy, that I probably off and on trained with you for maybe a year and a half. Am I off target there?
That's about right.
And what I did was, and the reason I requested his assistance is not because I don't really know what to do in the gym. I've spent 4.5 decades weight training and being in the fitness world, but I wanted to achieve a goal of doing a muscle up. And a muscle up is a very, very intense, difficult move in the gym where you're doing like a chin up, but you're doing it in one motion where you're flipping yourself up on top of the bar. And I can say that in my many, many years of being in the gyms, I've seen very few people do a muscle up. One person that does them perfect is Joy, and I had seen that, so I requested his assistance. I will have to say that I actually never achieved the goal, but one reason I didn't is because I had an accident at the gym where I had dislocated both my thumbs, and since that time a year and a half ago, it's just been more of a challenge. But I achieved things with Joy I had never dreamed of. Flipping upside down against a wall and doing push-ups and doing all of these really cool moves that allowed me to have better overall fitness. So I want to talk today, Joy, a little bit about your experience with the importance, absolute importance, of having goals and having, you know, the game plan in your head of what you want to achieve. Because if you're not setting these goals, you're kind of like flying an airplane with no compass in the clouds, and you're probably not going to get where you want to be. So what do you see as mistakes people make maybe when they come in the gym as to, you know, or what should they do when they talk to you about setting these goals?
And right before we get into that, Ed, I just want to add for our listeners, I don't know if we've even announced this yet, but that Golds is now the official fitness partner of Vital Health Radio, and I'm just really excited about that. Thank you, Golds, for doing that and for partnering with us. And thank you, Joey, for being here. Now, back to Ed's question about fitness and your goals.
Yeah, well, first thing is you have to determine what your goal is. Whether it's weight loss, building muscle, increasing mobility, moving without pain. And then you make a plan. Gold's Gym offers a free 30-day fitness plan. Also, you can get some personal training, and there's tons of equipment and tons of classes that you can use to create all kinds of needs for your body to grow and change and adapt so that you keep things fresh.
When you say a free 30-day plan, you mean they can come in and get a free 30-day pass, or how's this working?
Well, you can come in and you get a free 3-day pass. Mm-hmm. And try out the gym, take all the classes you want for free, and once you get a membership, then we offer you the free 30-day fitness plan.
Out of curiosity, if you have the free 3-day pass and wanted to meet with you or one of the other trainers just to see what kind of plan you would develop, is that possible?
Oh, definitely, okay, definitely.
So you could do that during your free 3-day pass to see if it's something you wanted to purchase.
Definitely.
Excellent.
And so, like with me, when I saw you, of course, I had the exact goal in mind. But let's, you know, everyone's not like me, and very few are crazy enough to want to do a muscle up.
I don't think there is anyone exactly like you.
I didn't need that little comment now,
my
friend.
That was a compliment. I'm paying you a huge compliment.
I like being unique is what people call me.
Exactly.
Yes.
I love being unique. So, Joy, a person comes in there, they're out of shape, and they're a little overweight. Are you going to talk to them about what their goals are, or are they going to talk to you, or how does this work?
Yeah, we have to kind of assess them and see where they're at, see, you know, what their goal is, obviously, see if they have any injuries that they need to heal first, rehab first. And a lot of times people like to start off a little too intense, so we like to baby step people in there and get them moving and just feeling their body, and then start to push it a little bit more so that way they don't associate pain with it.
So I'm assuming the goals can be complicated. You may have a bodybuilder come in wanting to work on a certain area, all the way down to, say, one of my patients who just says, I've never been to a gym and I'd like to come in and learn something. You know, most people's goal this time of the year is, I want to fit in my bathing suit or bikini and not be embarrassed. I mean, that's the most common thing I hear in the office.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So can someone be an elite athlete and come to you versus all the way down to someone who has never been in a gym?
Oh, yes. No matter what your age is, what your body type is, what your goal is, we've got the ability to fulfill your needs for sure.
And I can attest to that. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us, and we are here with Joy Bruns from Gold's Gym talking about setting goals for fitness. I will have to say that in all of my 40-plus years of, you know, hoping to educate people about health, fitness, exercise is most of the time part of the conversation. And I will say that there was a time in my life, it probably was 20-plus years ago, where when personal fitness first came on the scene, it felt and seemed like some luxury item, like I would be going to get massages or something that, you know, sounded cool, but I don't need it. I have completely reversed that and feel that it is such a valuable occupation and a service to people. One example is my sister had this really weird accident about 2 months ago. She has this very large dog, and she's 71 years old. The dog jumped on her and broke both her legs. And she's still in a wheelchair. It's been 2 months. It's going to be another couple before she can get out of the wheelchair. Took her to eat last night, actually, at Acropolis, and had a wonderful time. But she's never worked out in the gym. She's always, just like many people, no, that's not, I'm not comfortable. I wouldn't want to go. Why would I go? Well, at Siskin, they put her through such weight training that every time I see her, she says, I have never felt better in my entire life from exercising with weights. She said, if I had known, why did I not know this 40 years ago? And I wasn't like saying, well, I kind of tried to tell you, but I didn't. So she's wanting to go to a gym when she finally gets up and about, but she does not know how to enter a gym. She doesn't know the first thing. So someone like you could be so valuable about setting the goals and helping to set up a program. And like a person like her, would it be 2 times a week, 3 times a week, or how does that work?
Well, ideally, you start off slow, maybe just once a week, feel it out, then up it to 2 times a week. And if your body can can handle the trauma, go to 3 times a week. But yeah, definitely it helps to be with a professional to help ease you in the gym and get you used to all the equipment and just feeling confident doing your own thing in there.
Well, I know Dr. Green works out just as much as I do. And you know, we take it for granted that we're comfortable looking at these machines and looking at these weights. But a person, especially a person without any experience, I mean, you tell me, Joy, a lot of people hurt themselves if they go into it blindsided, have no knowledge, don't they?
Oh, yeah, because they don't know the proper tempo and the proper weight to use and balance behind all the movements. A lot of times people end up doing too much pushing and not enough pulling, and then they, over time, create protraction in their shoulders and their posture suffers from that. So,
well, I've watched Joey for how many years have you been at Gold's?
This is my 10th year.
Yeah, I've watched it for 10 years because I've been there from the day they opened under the Rush name, and he's one of the more unique, again, trainers, because he doesn't really focus on heavy weights. He focuses a lot on body movements, preciseness of doing whatever he wants you to do.
Which will help you to avoid an injury.
Exactly, Dr. Green. And that's why when you get and you start swinging weights and you're doing too much in the wrong technique, you're asking for an injury.
You know, and let me throw in, one of the complaints I hear, not complaints, excuses, that I hear from patients, you know, we were talking about, you know, muscle ups or power ups, talking about wall push ups. You don't have to start at that level. That's something that's extremely difficult, and you really need to be at a different level to be able to do those. They're fun, but you don't start out there. I mean, I have so many patients that all I need them to do first is park further away from the office and walk a little further. I mean, just do something, get off the sofa and do anything. So I would imagine, Joey, that if someone came in that had never exercised, let's say in their life, I can't really speak for Ed's sister, but let's just say never darkened the door of a gym, hadn't done these things, you're not going to start them on something that is horribly difficult, that's going to injure them, and they're never going to want to come back. I imagine, like you said, you'll start slow. It'll be something pleasant for them. Is that right?
Exactly. That is ideal.
Yeah, you want to enjoy it. That's one of my biggest things I've learned. The diets and exercise programs I've quit were simply too hard, too much, too fast, and they weren't fun. But just like when we were kids and we went out riding bikes, you didn't think about exercise, you were having fun. And that's really what it should be. I mean, I try to teach patients that. I guess you do too.
Oh, yeah, my clients.
Look forward to getting there.
Yeah, my clients, that's how I'm able to hold so much retention, is because I make it fun. They're learning about their body, they're getting rid of pain, and they're just thirsty for it the next day.
Well, I like that, getting rid of pain. So many people are thinking they're going to end up in more pain, but it really does help to reduce arthritic pain, muscular pain. I find that too.
Yeah, as long as you're not overdoing it, for sure.
And, you know, we've all seen, if you've been in gyms, we've seen personal trainers who, and I don't want to use a stereotype, but kind of the muscle heads. And Joey is an incredible physique, but I don't call him a muscle head. A muscle head is someone who's always trying to set personal records and seeing how many one rep super heavy exercises they can do. Or they're the big, how big can I get? Those two kind of categories I've never felt comfortable recommending to anyone as a personal trainer, except other muscle heads. But you, I've seen more retention of people with you. I mean, you have the same people year in and year out, and that speaks volumes for someone who does your kind of career. Because if they're not going to stay with you and pay that money, if they're not getting results and they're hurting or they're not able to get off the couch the next day, so I commend you greatly for that.
Absolutely, and it sounds like it will be the customer's goal, not Joey's goal or Ed's goal. It will be what that customer wants.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I encourage everyone, if you're unsure about personal training, if you're not fit and you need motivation, because accountability is huge. I mean, we have a diet program called Ideal Protein. We take people and we tell them, this is what you eat and this is what you don't eat, and you come see us every week. Some people need that. And with a personal trainer like Joy or at Gold's Gym, it's there for you. And because I'm there, I can personally attest to that. Joy, tell listeners, if they want to take the next step and they want to contact Gold's or however, what would they do? They need to come in? Do they need to call or what?
Yeah, the easiest thing is just to come on in. There's 5 or 6 locations here around Chattanooga. You can come to my home gym on Lee Highway. We have seven or eight awesome trainers, lots of experience, and we're really passionate about what we do.
Are there any hours that trainers, like, you're there from a certain time, leave at a certain time, or is it any hour of the day? How does that work?
Well, our location opens through the week at 4 a.m. I don't get in there quite that early. I have a client at 5 a.m. a couple days a week, and we close at midnight during the week and on at 8 p.m. during the weekend. So sometimes.
I love it. And Goals on Lee Highway is my home gym also. Joy, thank you so much. And I hope that this will be helpful to the people who really need to take a change of their life with exercise. It's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health with Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, for our third segment of Just the Two of Us. And I did have...
Can you sing that?
Pardon?
The Just the Two of Us song.
No. I'm not feeling very romantic.
Right now, everybody's turning down their volume.
Yeah, they're covering their kids' ears. No, they're fearing what comes out of our mouths next. Well, what I'm going to talk about is really out there, which is vegetables. So I guess that's a safe conversation.
That's too wild for me. I cannot talk about vegetables, especially those colored vegetables like the greens and yellows and reds. I can't talk about that stuff. It's too much.
Well, I've got to pull the plug and talk about it, because there's a guy that I really find just such a resource for information. His name is Dr. Gregor, MD, and he has a website called nutritionfacts.org. And, you know, I can always find some areas of debate with any person, and including him, but 85% of what he posts is eye-popping and life-changing. Well, so what he did was, and he backs up everything with research. He never just comes off with an opinion. And so he goes to a salad bar, and he has a list of all of the things at a normal salad bar. And he starts analyzing, if you want to find research about certain foods on this salad bar that will decrease specific cancers. He talks brain tumor, pancreatic, I think, prostate, of course, breast cancer, and he goes through the studies in 7 minutes on this video. I actually posted it on vitalhealthradio.com Facebook, the link for this, and when I watched it, I mean, yesterday, I was just, because I get his emails, it was like, oh, I thought I know everything about vegetables. I really don't need to spend my time, but I clicked on it.
Well, let me ask you something real quick with that, and I'm going to watch that later. You know, with the protein shake that we do, you add a greens powder. So if you get something like that that includes all those nutrients, do you get the same benefit?
Well, and that's a good point to make, Dr. Green, because when he went through the things on the salad bar, he would be like, okay, what, as far as research, does carrots, and he actually asked the question first, and he answers it, does carrots reduce this cancer, that cancer, that cancer? And you would see the graph in the background of how all the evaluations from PubMed and all the studies evaluate it. No, carrots do nothing. Then he looked at onions, nothing. Then he looked at the romaine lettuce, nothing. Then he went through and he looked at the iceberg lettuce, zero. Then he looked at cucumbers, no benefit whatsoever. None of those. Well, and then he looked at spinach. He looked at the spinach lettuce and the spinach, and it was incredible the anti-cancer effect of these few foods on a salad bar. What are they? They are beets and the spinach and the...
So spinach, greens, and cooked spinach.
Right.
Okay.
Then he looked at tomatoes, and they didn't have much at all either. Then he looked at things like green beans. They had none. He looked at the white beans. They had none. The only 3 to 4 or 5 to 6 main ones are these. All of the cruciferous vegetables. What are those? They're broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. They were huge as far as what they do. The beets were incredible, and the spinach. So when you go to a salad bar, or when I'm going today or Monday, which I go to Jason's often, I always get about 1/3 of my salad is made up of the spinach lettuce. From now on, it's going to be 2/3 to probably all of it will be, because the other lettuces simply don't have the effects that I desire out of my foods.
And the spinach, really, it's a good-tasting salad. It really is.
And it is good-tasting, but unless you know the fact that only 1 out of the 4 lettuces at Jason's has any real clinical significance to reduce cancer and other diseases, why would you choose it? But the number one food that beat all of them, there wasn't even a contest, and it's a food that I despise more than any one food on earth, garlic. And I know,
really?
I'm, again, unique. Most people love garlic. But when they looked at the studies of garlic on a salad bar, it was like the strongest medicine on earth for prevention. Now, we interviewed on vitalhealthradio.com. You can go back to past shows. We have like looking at 60 shows now we've done, Dr. Green. So we have a topic on almost everything. When we did the one on garlic from Dr. LaVille, I think, about 2 months ago, and I know you were very impressed with his credentials. A company called Kaolic makes the odorless garlic that still maintains the same ingredients. That's what I have to do, because I'm not going to walk around smelling like garlic. And actually, I haven't been taking garlic for years until we did that interview. So Kaolic,
as I recall, most of the odorless garlic, he said, you lost the benefit.
Yes,
in the process.
Exactly. So just buying something that says odorless is not beneficial. But I just was blown away by this video. I encourage anyone to go to...
The tomatoes.
I know. Now,
I mean, it's bright red. You would think that that coloration is going to be a healthy... I mean, it's not unhealthy, I guess, but
right.
I thought it would be stronger.
Well, it will have other potential health benefits, but it's not showing it in the prevention of the things that most of us dread, which is cancer. So nutritionfacts.org, or go to our Facebook at Vital Health Radio, and you can look at that 7-minute video. So that's, you know, my bullet point for fine-tuning. And it's all about, you know, choices, fine-tuning, make, and like we talked to the Joey from Gold's, setting intentions and acting on them, because it's not going to happen haphazardly. You know that, Dr. Green. You have to have a game plan with many things in life, but especially with your health, your habits, your sleep, your foods, your drugs, if you take them, your supplements. You have to think ahead.
And you have to prepare.
And you have to prepare. You know, every single night, and I know I'm a little bit neurotic about it, I have to be super efficient because I work so much and I have to accomplish a great deal. I can't afford inefficiency. So, and tell me what you do. I go home every night. I never go to bed until I have my gym bag packed. I have all my supplements out for the next day. And I drink my breakfast, as we've talked about many times, because it's super efficient, and I can get those green drinks, powders that we sell, that will make up for some of these vegetables that I can't get on every single day at a salad bar. So it gives me the kind of insurance policy against, you know, not having enough. And what do you do at night? Do you prepare for the next day?
No, I clean out everything, like the gym bag. I carry my food and water every day fresh, so I bring all that stuff to work with me. Saturdays or Sundays, you know, somewhere in the Friday to Sunday realm is where I do my shopping, and I prepare, you know, basically all the food I'll use at work for the week. I get everything ready, make sure I've got stuff for the protein shake, all my fruits, all the water, sports drinks, everything that I'm going to need. But no, I pack those every morning, and I found out some of the allergists, I think it was the allergists upstairs, a few people watched me and thought it was hilarious that I carry in all my bags every day. But patients will ask me about that. Why do you carry so much in? You know, why is the gym bag always with you? Why do you carry this bag of food? Because I'm prepared to live that healthy lifestyle. I'm prepared to go to the gym. I don't have an excuse left. I'm always ready to go there. And typically, I'll pack it in the car. If I'm just out running errands, I'm ready to go. If I have a free moment, I can go to the gym, I can go exercise, I have no excuse. And it's just because I made so many excuses for so many years of why I couldn't go. I was too busy, wasn't prepared, didn't have my gym bag, clothes. So now the only excuse left is laziness, or I have a better option. You know, if something comes up and there's something to do with family, for instance, yeah, that sounds great. But you have to prepare ahead of time. You don't necessarily have to pack it the night before like you do, but you do need to have that with you or at work or something, just whatever works for you. Just prepare that really on a daily basis and be ready.
Be ready. That's the perfect way to say it, because it's not going to happen. And if you have to drive home, you have to spend all this wasted time. Or if you don't have the foods quickly available, you know what will happen. You will grab what's easy. And what's easy is convenience packaged food. And that's not going to support our health. Now, that doesn't mean you don't grab it occasionally. It's perfectly fine. It's what you do 80% of the time that counts, far more than 20%. I do want to say that I I carry CBD with me in my car in the gummy bears. And that way, if I feel uptight or if I feel achy or I feel certain things, and we've talked about hemp oil many times, then I will chew two of those. But last night I was coming home and I took a picture of this. It's actually on my Instagram for Holistic Navigator. I have a donkey next door to my house, sweetest little old thing, and he is old and he hobbles around with arthritis. So anytime that I can, I will stop and I, like I did last night, and give him CBD out of the gummies. He loves them. Uh-huh. Who knows? I know that it works on everything, every living creature. So when I posted that on Instagram, a lady here local said she had an old donkey and she's been giving him CBD too. And it was remarkable how much less pain he has. So here we are again, CBD for everything that has warm blood flowing through it, I guess.
And I do, you know, especially now that they're popping up everywhere. I think I sent you a shot of one that I walked by the other day. They're popping up everywhere. New companies are starting on a regular basis, but you really don't know if it's a quality product. I have seen advertising from at least one in the past week that said that their product cannot turn your drug screen positive. It's impossible. And, you know, I basically refer my patients to you and to Nutrition World, and I say, no, you need a quality product, and you need to understand that there is some risk of turning your drug screen positive, but it's still a safe product. And it's perfectly safe to use. You just have to know that. But my biggest concern with CBDs is the plethora of options that are popping up both for online sales and brick-and-mortar sales everywhere you walk and drive. They're everywhere.
I've never seen anything like an industry that went from zero to 100 miles an hour as CBD has. And it is riddled with a lot of misinformation. Now, and you know, we've talked about it so often. I am very concerned about the hidden THC that can test positive, but there's two of my other concerns that equal that to me. Yes, there are brands that have no THC, but the issue is hemp plant does something that most plants do not do, which is unhealthy. It accumulates heavy metals from the soil. Hemp has the affinity to draw lead into itself. So if it's not organically grown and it's grown on soils that have been dumped or been used with fertilizers for years and years, you're going to get heavy metals. That is horrendously terrible for our physical and our mental state and our memory. Secondly, hemp grows mold like old cheese does or something. It mold loves hemp if it's moist. And so if a brand is not testing to have no mold and no heavy metals, then it's not to me to be utilized, because those are devastating ingredients. And so we are the gatekeeper, Nutrition World, and I have a guy who spent hundreds of hours analyzing and looking into every brand. We only carry 12 brands because the other 2,000 will not supply us with the information we need. So back, you know, CBD keeps making its trip around the block, but here we are.
Your donkey neighbor thanks you.
Yeah, the donkey, he wasn't too particular. I did give him some celery also. And the picture is on Instagram under the Holistic Navigator. He's the cutest thing. He's got two little goats as his sidekick. And I don't give them CBD because it's not cheap, and they seem to be okay. But you'll have to come out and see him one day, Dr. Green.
Oh, well, that's cracking me up.
Well, it's already time for us to take another break. And so when we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Green, and in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just download their free app or visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Well, we all have good days and we have bad days. Today's spiritual moment considers that fact. Most of us know of the story of David and Goliath, how God made a young David defeat a great warrior with just a sling and a stone. Well, David was full of faith and strength that day, but in later times, he did not so easily rely on the faith he had once known and the strength that flowed from that faith. Let's look at Psalm chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, as well as 11 and 19. And these are from David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. We do not always quickly remember what God has done for us. If it has been a while since you have worshiped, prayed, read his word, or just been amazed by his presence, you can lose that wonder, awe, and confidence, just like David did at one point in his life. In this reading, we hear David crying out to God to save him. Would he not remember that this is the same God who saved him many times before? Well, yes, he knew that, but we tend to have short memories, especially in the face of fear. When trouble and fear strike, and they most certainly will, we turn back to our old ways of worry and doubt. We feel alone. We feel isolated. Well, when you begin to doubt God's love and faithfulness and your forgiveness and adoption as his sons and daughters, just remember the cross and what Jesus did for you out of his great love. When you doubt God's capability to overcome any difficulty in your life, remember that he is the God who makes the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, brings the dead back to life, and even overcame death himself after the cross. Consider Psalm chapter 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Though all may seem to be crumbling down around you sometimes, the God who restores and heals is with you, and his strength can support you through any trouble. Remember his strength and his power and his love for you. As Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Think about that. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend, and a wonderful piece of support for many people. We're always having a segment of the public that is experiencing heaviness and difficulties. So that is wonderful support. I do want to mention that on May 19th, a really special young lady, who is my daughter, Katie, is going to be holding a class at Nutrition World called Healing Herbal Salve Workshop. And it's so fascinating to me, the world of nature and herbal medicine, because that has been around as long as humans have been on this earth. And she's going to be teaching these techniques and showing how to make an herbal salve for different purposes. Of course, the number one purpose is pain. And you're going to do this through the use of many different herbs. But of course, there's other things like skin health, even down to hair growth. Sometimes people use herbal salves for. But that's going to be May 19th. If you want to sign up, go to nutritionw.com under events.
I have a fascination with the history behind things like that. Does she share that?
Yeah, she's going to share some of the history, and I do too, because, I mean, how long have we really had organized medicine? About 1% of the time we've been on this earth? No, not even that. And so we had to access the plants of the earth in order to survive and to try to do better. So it is intriguing totally to me.
So many in this area come from Cherokee medicine just because,
yes,
because they were here. And I find that fascinating, like we talked about the penicillin mold the other day, and that was used commonly in the 19th century in wound care. So I do find that fascinating. So, Katie, I can't wait to hear that history.
And also, we do have our gala event coming in about a week from now. It will be a Saturday night after you hear this show. And it's going to be our big announcement of how we're expanding into more of the options to educate and empower the Chattanooga community to achieve optimal health. And it is also our celebration of being in business 40 years. And
happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. And it will be, there probably will not be many seats left at this point, but you can go on nutritionw.com if you would love to attend. It's going to be a true gala with a band, lots of vendors, a wonderful meal by Vibrant Meals Local. We actually will have wine and local beer, and we'll be just educating for about 25 minutes on stage, and the rest will be just a fun social time for anyone who wants to come. It will be downtown in a very, very beautiful venue. So that's a lot. We always have a lot going on. I actually am looking so forward to it. I'm also looking forward to it being over, because it is, as I can assure you, it is as big as the wedding for my daughter to organize this, and perhaps even bigger. You know, there's a guy that I love. He's a doc. He's named Dr. Drego, or Dr. Geo, excuse me, G-E-O. And he had a really great article about Tom Brady, because he said he tells his patients a lot of the times he firmly believes we can get age but not get older. And he said this patient said bull with the bad word after it. Hmm. And so Dr. Geo kind of uses Tom Brady as an example. He said Tom Brady, of course, is like he's like a freak, but he's not, because the reason Tom Brady's able to do what he does, when you read on his Facebook, he has a documentary called Tom Versus Time for Tom Brady. He lives an exact lifestyle that excludes all inflammatory foods from a diet, which includes nightshade vegetables and tomatoes and peppers and eggplants. He does not drink alcohol. He trains obsessively. He does cold water baths, because we've talked about cryogenics before. It has, being cold, super cold, has a true rejuvenating effect on the human body. He always gets 9 hours sleep a night. He takes a lot of supplements. He does electrolyte drinks. And he says, this Dr. Geo says, you know, you don't always have to love the process. Do it anyway. Because that, as you spoke earlier, Dr. Green, discipline. It does take discipline to manage this body of ours, especially as we get, you know, further along in the years. You know, at 20 years old, you can do everything wrong and still feel pretty dang good. But you can't do that at 35 plus. I mean, you see it every day, I know, right?
Absolutely. And I will say, I didn't know Tom Brady was that exacting, I guess, to be, how old is he now?
I think you said 41 or 42, which, and you know, the average
for NFL, that's actually very old.
The average player's career in the NFL is 3.5 years.
Yep. So he's doing extremely well considering his talent and going through what he has to put up with on the field. Wow. But it would take that for that level, and the rest of us are not elite athletes, the vast majority, but you can still benefit if you can't live that exacting a lifestyle. You can still do all the things we talk about. You can improve your diet. You can improve your exercise regimen. You can prepare so that you have less excuse. There's so many places around town. We have Gold's Gym as a sponsor. So many places you can go and have a trainer. Have the free three-day pass like we mm-hmm. talked about. Try
yes.
these things out. You've got nothing to lose, and you're probably going to enjoy it, just like you said your sister found out she did, mm-hmm. and she didn't even know it. And you don't have to do the same exercise I do or you do. Just do something that you like.
You have to do something and create a plan, and that's wonderful advice. And you know what? That already does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day, and stay the course on your path to health.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.